First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Meet Fisher makes a case for peaceful communication.
It certainly feels good to take a stance against war, to advocate for peace, to oppose hate. It feels even better when we can accuse those who have different points of view of being not just wrong, but morally inferior, if not plain evil. Since my views have cost me some friendships, apparently some don't see this attitude as another aspect of war. When we pick fights with someone or some group, be it physical or verbal, the other side isn't going to say, "Gee, you are right. I'm a bad person. Help me change and be more like you." That's not going to happen. What will happen is that we push the other side into a corner where they will snarl and defend themselves, be it with unkind words, fists, or guns. If we push them far enough, the disagreement can escalate into violence. Of course, if we can provoke the other side into a violent act, our moral high ground just got even higher. Then, if we have to resort to violence to defend ourselves, we can say we were forced into it by their savage opposition. The only way we'll ever make a valid case for peace is to behave in a peaceful manner, which includes being kind and considerate to those with whom we totally disagree. Maybe, just maybe, our example, rather than condescending words, will cause them to rethink and modify their position.
Meet Fisher is a writer living in SoCal. If you would like to appear in the program, send us 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.